was thinking about our world today. There's war in the Middle East. We got peace talks. It's going to stop. But then it gets worse right before, you know, the peace happens. There's a war going on in Ukraine and in Russia. There's kind of battles going on here in America, you know, with between classes and between different things. And everybody's got their opinions. Is peace even possible in 2024? Is peace even possible? When you think about what do I really want in life, what would kind of make my life go a little bit easier? Some people say, well, if I had a little bit more money. Well, that's not bad. If you had a little bit more money, it might solve some of the problems. But eventually it's not going to be enough. And you're going to need more, and you're going to want more. And so money's not really the answer. Some people say, well, you know what, going into the new year, or if I could just be happy. My wife tells me all the time, she goes, Paul, are you happy? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And she goes, well, tell your face. Because obviously I got this, they call it the look. It's the Paul Cook look. And it's like, you know, and I don't mean it to be like that. I'm just kind of thinking about what you're saying, you know. But happy is not a bad goal. The problem is it's based on happenings. If good things are happening to you, like Margie called me the other day. She was coming back from my daughter's house in Loganville, and you have to go through Conyers, and Conyers is like the worst. I mean, once you get on that one road, there's a red light, and you're going to hit every single red light. Well, Margie calls me. She goes, Paul, every light was green. I just shot through there. It took me less than 5 minutes to get all the way through Conyers. And I'm like, ugh, because I haven't stopped at a red light when she's telling me that, you know. So she was happy, but I wasn't. And it is based on our happenings. You see what I'm saying? A situation changes and you're no longer happy. So that's not going to bring peace to our life. Some, you know, it's like, you know what, once I get married, it's like that's going to make me happy. Well, it might have made you happy, but your spouse is miserable, you know, that kind of thing. Or, you know, if we just have kids, then that'll make us happy. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't. You know, the kids will break our hearts or something. So now I'm like, well, our grandkids. And so, you know, it's like I've pushed everybody else. And being, you know, having that family situation, that could be and bring peace and joy to your life until it doesn't. Until something just wrecks everything about that. You get a diagnosis that the doctor gives you that's not good, or you have a child that just goes far away and goes and does their own thing, and it breaks your heart as a parent. You know, you can have money in the bank, but no peace in your heart. You can be successful outwardly, but inwardly you feel empty and alone. The angels, when they announced the birth of Christ, they came and said, peace on earth, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth. And we say peace a lot. Go now in peace. Peace be with you. We say these things, and sometimes it's just things that we say, and what do we mean by that? And when we say peace, we think it's just the opposite of tension. We think it's the opposite of fear, the opposite of anxiety. We want peace in our relationships. We want peace with our family. We want peace with our friends. We don't want to be misunderstood. We want peace when we're sharing with each other. You know, when someone disagrees with you, what happens? It hurts your feelings, and then you don't know peace. And you stay up all night. And I can just tell you this, that sometimes you're worried about that person, but that person, you're not even on their radar. You're worried about something that happened or something that was said, and this person probably doesn't even realize what they've done, and they're going around their life just like, ho-de-do, and you're just letting it eat you up on the inside, and it's destroying your hope and your peace. We're misunderstood. We're misunderstood. I want to share a verse in Isaiah. This is in Isaiah 26. And the context of this, it's a season of fear, and Israel is very unsettled during this. And Isaiah is prophesying about a day of unbridled worship. And this is what he says in Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 4. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. There's a couple of things in there that I think are so important. And I love Isaiah's promise. He says, you will be kept in what? Perfect peace. Now, in the Hebrew, it's written as shalom, shalom. And we know shalom means peace, but it's like a double portion of peace. Shalom, shalom. Perfect peace. We're more familiar with imperfect peace. In other words, it just happens in the moment. You know, kids, be quiet. I just want a little peace and quiet in the house. Can I just have a moment to myself? In other words, we have these little imperfect peace moments that kind of come in through here. But Isaiah is promising a perfect peace, a shalom, shalom. You know, this imperfect peace, we're like, you know, I'm good. I'll get through this, you know. And inside we're crying out, God, where are you? What is going on in my life? We have peace, this perfect peace. And he's saying we'll have peace with God. We'll have peace with others. We'll have peace within ourselves. We'll have peace with whatever circumstances come up. And peace doesn't mean that there won't be trouble. In fact, Jesus, when he says, in this world, you will have trouble. But be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. In other words, you are going to have trouble. You are going to have trials. You are going to have things that come up. I remember when I first accepted Jesus, I was like, man, this is awesome. And I was just filled with the Spirit. And I think, man, my life is going to be perfect after that. And as soon as that happened, I couldn't get a date. And then I actually, for the first time in my life, actually got one acne bump. And I'm like, God, what are you doing? Everything's supposed to be perfect now. And so I'm anxious about these things. I haven't had another acne bump since then. And if it wouldn't have been for Margie just kind of taking pity on me, I probably wouldn't have ever had another date either. But peace isn't found in the absence of problems, y'all. Peace is found in the presence of God. Even in the midst of your problems, true peace is found with the Prince of Peace, and that's Jesus. How about peace when your marriage is on the rocks? Relationships are breaking down with your family. Your child's on drugs. Maybe something, you feel betrayed. Your body hurts. You know, we go through these scares. You know, a few years ago it was a pandemic. Now we're afraid of drones. You know, we don't know what's happening. You know, and so every time you turn on the news, there's something else that just kind of freaks us out and we worry about it. And there's this battle in our minds for peace. But yet in the New Living Testament, it says, you will keep in perfect peace all whose thoughts are fixed on you. In the ESV, it says this, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. In the NIV, it says, whose minds are steadfast. In other words, we just stay with it, this perfect peace. And that means the actual word is samach, which means to lean completely on, to rest on oneself. In other words, I'm going to put my faith and my hope and everything in there, and you will be kept in perfect peace when your mind is on God. Because you don't have time to worry about all the other stuff going on. My God is good. His promises are true. His word never fails. We read that. We believe that until something happens. You need to hold on to that. Let it focus on him. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me in the midst of your troubles. When I'm lost, he's my guide. When I'm weak, he's my strength. When I am hurting, he's my comforter. Nothing can separate that love of God in Christ Jesus. It's a peace that doesn't make sense to the rest of the world that doesn't have Christ. Oh, you're just pie in the sky. You're just something's wrong with you. You know, like, no, I have a peace that passes understanding. We talked about in our Sunday school class today the difference, a difference between the Eastern way of thinking and our Western way of thinking. In our Western way of thinking, we have to know the answer to everything. We have to know, you know. In other words, you look at a cloud, you don't see Sirius or Cumulus or anything like that. What you see is, oh, there's a dragon, or there is a Snoopy, or there's something, because you have to put order to something that has no order. But the Eastern thought doesn't have that at all. They take on faith. And they have no problem with that. It doesn't make sense that you can sit there and go through what you're going through with a smile on your face. Yes, because I know God. And Christ is in me. And I have a peace that the world doesn't understand, and that's that peace that passes understanding. I want to share kind of a story with you from the New Testament. This is in John. The disciples are on a boat. And while they're on this boat, this big storm just kind of comes up, okay? And the disciples are freaking out. What in the world is going on? Where's Jesus? Oh, there he is in the front of the boat, laying there, taking a nap, sleeping. In the middle, you know, like when the winds are buffeting the boat and we may be going under, we may be drowning, we don't know what's going on. And Jesus, our Lord and our Savior and our Master, is asleep. What is going on? There were two storms that day. There was this physical storm on the outside. A physical storm where they could see the wind buffeting the boat and they could see the waves coming over onto the boat and they're scared. But there's another storm that's raging on the inside. Where is God in the midst of this? What is he doing? Is he asleep? What is going on? And so they wake him up. Because sometimes that fear, that storm on the inside is worse than the thing that's hitting us from the outside. Because we're making it bigger and bigger and bigger and it's affecting everything. It's affecting our thoughts and our physical health. We end up eating gallons and gallons of Tums. Or we're popping medication just to try to zone out and just not let the things of this world bother us instead of putting our hope and our faith and our trust in God. So Jesus, they wake him up and Jesus looks around. I can imagine, I wasn't there, but I can imagine Jesus looking at them and shaking his head. And all he says is, "Peace, be still," and the calm returns. Then he looks at his disciples. "Oh, you of little faith, where's your faith, guys? You know, with God, these things are possible. Trust in God. And he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is fixed on him." For years, you know, I heard that. For years, I believed that, but I rarely experienced that. You know, it's like as a coach, I could tell you how to keep your body in shape. I could tell you the things you should do to maintain maximum performance. But then as you looked at me as a coach, I was grossly overweight. Like a lot of coaches, I guess. I was grossly overweight, and it's like, why don't you put into practice the things that you know how to do? It's because I get caught up in the world. And that happens to all of us. And then the storm comes on the inside. And Jesus is saying all along, "Peace, be still." Why are you worried about that? Why are you worried about that? Training our mind has to go on continuously. It's not something you can do once and say like, "Okay, I'm going to think about Jesus." No, in those moments, you have got to think about Jesus. And we train our minds to, in those situations, to know that God is good all the time. And that leads us to praise. We praise him from whom all blessings flow in the good times and in the bad. And that's the kind of praise our enemy, the devil, hates. Because in that moment, he can't hold us to our fears. Because our mind is fixed on Christ. And so now we welcome in the birth of Jesus Christ. Perfect peace. Paul says this in his letter to the Philippians. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." It's the peace of God. It's not the world's peace. The world will say, "You know what? We're going to grant you peace," but that's only short-lived. There's very few times when there has been just total peace all over the world. because eventually there's going to be a despot that arises up, or something happens around the world. And now that we're connected more than we've ever been before, we see things almost in real time. The world can't give us this peace, and the world can't take away that peace either. Peace isn't found in the absence of these problems. Peace is only found in the presence of God, and it's only found in the true Prince of Peace, which is Jesus, our Lord. Father, I just thank you for this peace. I thank you for the peace that passes understanding. When our life seems to be spiraling out of control, when things just seem to be going helter-skelter, Father, you're with your breath, you just calm us. You give us a sense of peace, and you ground us. And I thank you for that. For the times, Father, when we take our eyes off of you and we look at the waves that are just crashing our boats, Father, I just pray that you will remind us to look up and instead place our trust and our hope and our faith in you. And Father, we pray that that peace that passes understanding will just pour over us from the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.